It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this is the last week, the last parsha of the year, as we head into Rosh Hashanah, which is so close. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. We'll bring in some questions from Rosh Hashanah also. And then hopefully we'll come out with that major yesod that we could apply to our lives. The Torah tells us in Parakhav Tes, Pasuk Tes, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You're standing today, all of you, before Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi tells us, gathers all of Klal Yisrael to have the mitzvah of Hakel, to bring them into the bris, bring them into the covenant. And then the Pasuk says, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Vishotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael, all the greats, all the elders, all the officers, all the men of Israel are going to come. Tapechem, Nishechem, Megerecha, Asher, Bekerev, Machanecha. All the small children, the women, the converts, are all going to come. Meichote, Veitzecha, Adshoev, Meimecha. From the people that chop down the wood until those that draw the water. And the Gemara tells us that the men came, and the women came, and the children came. And why did the children come, says the Gemara? To bring schar, to bring reward for the people that brought them. As we all know, to bring little children, travel with little children is not an easy task. And we want to bring reward for those that brought them. 1A, says the Mari Mintz, and a very obvious question. What do you mean? You want to bring reward for bringing the children? Where would you put the children? Everyone's coming to Hakel. So you're bringing a reward. What about that if you didn't bring them, they'd be alone and there would be problems? Question 1A. And 1B, it says, Mechotev Eitzecha Adshoev Meimecha, from the people that chop down the wood until the people that draw the water. It seems like two mundane tasks. We're going down a hierarchy, going from the most important people, going down, 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 and then it says, from the people that chop down the wood and to the people that draw the water. What is it? Why specifically these two things? Question 2. The Torah goes on and talks about the bris. And then we learn about, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, we learn about all the different things that we have to return to the Ribbono Shalom, so apropos, right before Rosh Hashanah, the end of the year, the start of the new year. And then in Pasuk, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Beis, it says, Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha. And you'll return unto Hashem, v'shamata bekolo, and you'll listen to His voice. Kechol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, atal banecho, b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. Right, with all your heart and with all of your soul. V'shav Hashem Elokecha. And then Hashem, your God, will return et shvuscha. It's very interesting. In Pasuk Beis, it says, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. And all of a sudden, in the next Pasuk, it says again, v'shav. A lot of times it keeps on saying return, return, return. And it says, Vishav Hashem Elokecha. What is so unique about this language? It seems like this interesting dichotomy. What's going on? On the one hand, it says we need to go to Hashem, and then it says Hashem comes to us. What's that all about? And then the Torah tells us in Pasuk Yir Aleph, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Lo Nifleisehi Mimcha V'lo Rechokahi. Because this great mitzvah, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, that which you're commanded today, it's not hidden from you, it's not so distant. Lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens for you to say, Mi ale lonu hashamayim. How am I going to get there? It's not so far. And as we all know, the Gemara tells us in Erevin and Mendalid, that what does it mean? Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. This refers to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That we learn the Hashem's Torah, as the Ramban writes, that every letter of the Torah is Kedusha. Every letter of the Torah is Hashem. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. However, Nachmanides, the great Nachmanides, comes along and says a chiddush. Because he says, you know what this mitzvah is? Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. The mitzvah is tshuva. But what do you mean? The Gemara tells me that the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. We can't have a Rishon, and it's not allowed to argue with a Gemara. There's a hierarchy of what you're allowed to argue with. So how can the Ramban, who's a Rishon, argue with the Gemara on Erevin on Daf Nun Dalet. Question 3. And lastly, we'll say it's 3B, even though it's really 4, but we'll say it's 3B. This whole idea of Rosh Hashanah, the whole day of Rosh Hashanah, it's so unique. On the one hand, it's Yom HaDin, it's the day of judgment. And on the other hand, it's the day of Simcha. People are wearing nice clothing, and people are dancing, and people are singing. If you're in a court case for your life, and your life is on the line, you don't start singing. If you're in court, and your life's on the line, you don't go to the judge, oh, Hashem Melech. You don't do that, because if you do that, the judge is going to be like, what are you doing, crazy man? So what is going on in Rosh Hashanah? What are we so happy about when it's Yom HaDin? Shouldn't we be scared? Shouldn't there be a pachad? What is this whole day of Rosh Hashanah? So again, let's just chazer over. Let's just review. Again, there's a lot of ideas here, but let's just review what's going on. We start in the beginning, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, this idea of Hakel, getting the whole nation together. And we said, why? What's the reason why I bring in children? To bring schar for those who bring them, which is definitely, it's not easy to bring little children. But you have to. What are you going to leave them at home? What are you going to do with them? And furthermore, why do they say, Mechotev Eitzecha, Atcho of Meimecha, the people that cut down the wood and the water carriers seem so similar to each other. And furthermore, why does this language of Vishav Ad Hashem Elokecha, and then it says Vishav Hashem Elokecha, which one is it? And then Miki HaMitzvah HaZos, Ki HaMitzvah HaZos, what mitzvah are we talking about? Are we talking about Torah? Are we talking about Tshuva? And lastly, what is this whole day of Rosh Hashanah? What does it mean? What does it mean that we're being Mamlech Hashem? What is it all about? So, I saw a beautiful story. Beautiful story. They say the story, heard it before, in the name of the Lord Lady Bardichet. And it turns out that in 1989, there was a man, his name was Rav Eli Mintsa Muncy, and he went to the shul in Ukraine, and he was going to go to, he was opening up for a Shoshana, and he traveled, he was going to be the chazan, and he arrived in the shul, and he was amazed to see that there was a large crowd that come to see, that come to daven. And he decided to tell a story. And he told the famous story of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardichet, who actually happens to be an ancestor of the Kedushas HaLevi, one of the Bali Hasidus. He was in a different realm, unbelievable. And he tells the following story. 200 years ago, the Jews of Bardichet in Ukraine were gathering in shul on the morning of Rosh Hashanah. The people were quiet, waiting for the great tzaddik, Rav Levi Yitzchak, to blow the shofar. But he wasn't in any rush to begin. He was standing by the bima, wrapped in his talis, and he was just total in concentration. And the people were like thinking, what in the world's going on? Why has he not started? Why is he not blowing the shofar? And finally, after a long time, Rav Levi Yitzchak smiled, and he put the shofar to his mouth, and he blew. And everyone was so happy. And obviously everyone was thinking, in the back of their minds, why did he wait so long? They went over to him after and they said, you know, is everything all right? Why did you wait so long? Is everything okay? And Rav Levi Yitzchak told him that, I'll tell you why I was waiting. There was a Jew who was forced to go to the Russian army at a very young age. And he never had a chance to learn Torah or do mitzvahs. When he found out that today's Rosh Hashanah, he came to shul. But he became very sad because he realized he didn't know how to daven. So Levi Yitzchak said, you know what this man did? He lifted his eyes to Shemayim and said, Hashem, I want so badly to daven to you, but I don't know how. All I remember from my parents' house are the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. I'll say those letters and beg you. That will be my davening. The man closed his eyes and slowly said, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. And when he finished, he repeated the letters again and again. Rav Levi Yitzchak said, I just want everyone to know, I want you to know that this man's tefillah was extremely precious to Hashem, since he said it with all of his heart. As I was about to blow the shofar, I saw the Aleph Beis floating in the air. And there's been a terrible decree against the Jewish people, and this man broke the decree. Rav Mintz told this story, and he said, "Okay, so let's daven." And they turned to him and they said, "Rav Mintz, we don't even know. We don't even know the Aleph Beis. We know nothing." So Rav Mintz thought for a moment and he announced, "Let us say the Aleph Beis together." 1989. This happened not so long ago. Aleph, Bet, Gimel. Louder. The whole, right? It was. Everyone was getting into it. And then he got to the letter Yud. And he started screaming, Yud. And he said, louder, louder. Tears were rolling down his cheek. Let us have a good year. Tears were rolling down his cheek. Hashem. And now it's the custom that even though a lot of people, these people know how to daven now, every year they remind themselves and they say, Aleph, Bet. What's the idea? What's the idea? Is because what does Hashem want from us? He wants our heart. He wants our lave. He wants us to connect to Him. He loves us so much. He wants so much from us. And He's so proud of us. And He wants our heart to reach to Him. I heard a great story from Rav Rizak. I don't know if it's a total true story, but it's a great story. There was a raffle. And the raffle was that, again, they had to put a lot of money into the raffle. And the prize was that President Trump was going to come to the person's house. It's going to have the whole entourage and the whole guards, and it was going to be such a coveted. The President of the United States come to his house. And there was a man, Naftali, and he put his friend Chaim into the raffle as a nice thing, a nice gesture. And obviously what happened, Chaim won the raffle. And he finds out, he gets a call, President Trump, from his staff, that he's coming to visit him. And Chaim's like, oh my gosh, he's coming to my house. I have to do renovations. I have to do all these crazy things. The President of the United States is coming to my house. And he was nervous, but he was so excited. And he told his wife, and his wife's getting all nervous. Ah, what she has to do, the house. Oh. And then he thought of a plan. And the plan was, he was going to try to find out what President Trump's favorite song was as a child. What was like his favorite song? And he did research, and he tried figuring it out. And he called all different people, and he did research. And he found out President Trump's favorite song. And all the guards came in, and again, they had to clear the whole way, and they had to make sure everything's safe, and everything was amazing. It turned out that when President Trump came to the Kotel, it turned out that they had to, again, they took over Eishet Torah, and they had to take over all the rooftops, and they had to clear everything. It was so much security going on. And it turns out that some of the guards were very firm people, learning Daf Yomi while they were there. Unbelievable. But again, they had to clear out the whole thing. And Chaim brought in this tremendous band. He brought in this tremendous band. And when President Trump came out of his car, he started playing the song. And President Trump just got so emotional, and he just started crying. He said, "I haven't heard that song in 60 years. Wow, this really touched me. And the fact that you did this for me and you thought so much, I'm going to give you whatever you want." Whether that story is true or not, probably not, but you know what Hashem wants from us? Hashem wants from us the songs. What songs? Hashem wants us to be proud of ourselves. So many times we beat ourselves up. So many times we think we're nothing. But Hashem wants us to be proud of ourselves. He wants us to look back in the whole year and look how much we have accomplished. How much we have done. Look how many brachas we said over a whole year. If you say 100 brachas a day, 365 days in a year. Look how many thousands and thousands of brachas. And then we'll start playing defensive game. What do you mean? I didn't say them with so much kavana, and I didn't really, I mumbled them. No, but Hashem is so proud of us. He loves us. He cares so much about us. And that's what we have to go into this new year. The new year is that we have to look back at our accomplishments and realize, yeah, maybe we fell a little. Maybe we didn't do as much as we can. But the whole year, we want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem. That we're coming, we're all standing, we're all together in Hakel. And in Rosh Hashanah, in a couple of days, we're all going to be together as a tzibur, as a powerful tzibur, davening to Hashem. Those integral words speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Atem nitzavim. Why are we getting reward for bringing the children? Don't we need to bring the children? So Rav Pinchas says a beautiful idea. Rav Pinchas writes, he brings down the Rambam Hilchos Deos Parag Gimel, that you know what a person needs to do, and we need to do this a lot, I think, is that, again, we're doing so many acts. We're doing mundane acts, and we're doing spiritual acts. Says the Rambam, we could take the mundane acts and bring Kedusha into them. It's all about Kavana. It's all about how I look at it. If a person's working from 9 to 5 and he's putting in his hours, he's doing a mitzvah to support his family so they could be frum and they could be Shomer Torah mitzvos. It's all, I'm not doing it for my own enjoyment. I'm not doing it for the cash money. I'm doing it to serve God. And it's the same thing, except you tweak it, you change it, you change the intent of it. When a person eats, it's not that he's eating for his own personal enjoyment. He's eating to serve God so he can have energy. When a person exercises and a person does so many things, and we could have a list from today, tomorrow, says the Rambam, you're able to turn your whole day kedushadik. Your whole day could be kedushadik. It's unbelievable. And we could have a day after Meir Esrim, we'll go up to Shemayim. And Hashem will say, oh, it's 50-50, I don't know. But then he'll look back and be like, wait, you worked. You changed diapers. You watched grandchildren. You did so many things, but why were you doing it? Did you do it to serve me? And if a person could say yes, so then Hashem will be like, wow, you're zeicha. So says the Ma'ariv Mintz, that's what Chazal is telling us. We bring the children for schar. Because it's not just because what's going to happen with them if no one's watching them. It's that I'm doing it for a tachlis. I'm doing it for a purpose. I'm doing it to connect to Hashem. Mechotei veitzecha. Atsholei meimecha. The Bali Musar explained, and we've spoken about this before, the idea of confidence, the idea of eish, the idea of fire that I could accomplish, and God trusts in me. That's why He created me. Hashem loves us. We speak about that all the time. And Rosh Hashanah is the holiday where we're kibbonim. We are children to Hashem. And Hashem does everything for us. He loves us. It's like that father, Avinu Malkeinu. But still, fine, He loves me. He loves me. But what does that have to do with anything? He loves me, and that's why He put me into this world. He didn't need to put me into this world. He put me, each of us, are in this world for a reason. He believes in us. He trusts in us. He knows we're going to make good decisions. We might fall a little. We might have some struggles, but that's okay. He trusts in us. So the idea of Eish, Eish represents confidence. The idea that we look back and we say, wow, look how much I did. Not how much I didn't do. Look how much I did. Let's be proud of ourselves. Because the more we're proud of ourselves, the more we're going to do. Look how much I did. And then you have the water carriers, because water, as we always speak about, is mayim. A mayim el atayra. Mayim represents the idea, a mayim el atayra, of shiflus, the idea of humility, realizing that we're standing in front of Hashem, that He's the one in charge, not us. Yeah, we could do and we could accomplish, but that result, that what happens at the end of the day, the end game, is up to Hashem. The Torah says again, Shav Ad Hashem Elokecha, and then it says, Shav Hashem. This is like what we're saying now. We need to put our foot forward. We need to put the first step. Rachmona Deliba Boyi. Hashem wants our hearts. We need to make the first move. We need to make the first step. We need to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives. And then He'll turn around and say, you're my chosen nation. I love you. Shafta Hashem Elokecha. Hashem will say, I love you. I'm here for you. I want greatness from you. What about the idea? What about the idea? Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. Is that a din in Torah? Is that a din in tshuva? What's it all about? So Rav Asher Weiss brings down beautifully, brings down this Ramban, that again, we're either talking about tshuva, and he says that the Ramban says that, he quotes that in Rabbeinu Bechai, who says that we know that the Mishnah Perek Yavu says, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Al Atayra, V'al Avoida, V'al Gmilas Chasadim. And he comes along and he says that this is the Pasuk. This is a pasuk where it says in Devarim, Perek Vav, pasuk Vav and Zayin, Vayuha Devarim Ha'ila Asher Anochim Mitzavcha Hayom Al Levavcha, Vishinantum Levanecha V'dibar Tabom. This idea that Al Levavcha refers to my heart, refers to the tefillah, as we know the Gemara tells us in Tainus, on Bezam and Aleph, Ezav Odesh Shebelev. And we know that we have to do it. We need to perform. That's chesed. That's acts of chesed. And we need to speak. V'dibarta bom. We need to speak. Speak words of Torah. Says Rabbeinu Bechai that the mitzvah is in reference to these three areas. The areas of the Torah, tefillah, and gemilas chasadim. And we have to realize, says Rav Asher Weiss, that we speak, that's making a bracha before doing a mitzvah. The thought is actually a mitzvah. It's performed with the right kavana. And the deed, the act, is the actual act itself. Because, says Rav Asher Weiss, says other Gedolei Achronim, that through the Torah, we return to God. Through learning Hashem's Torah, we return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We follow His commandments. We do what He wants us to do. And then we live happy lives. And that's what it means to return. Return means that I go back to the source. I go back to the creator of the world. And I do what I'm here in the world to do. Al Torah, Al Avodah, Al Gemilas Chasadim. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam put me into this world. Says the Mishnas Yavetz of Jolti. That when I learn Torah, I'm connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm getting out of myself and realizing that You're the Creator, not me. And that's what it means, ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah. Because this mitzvah is so great. So what is this day of Rosh Hashanah? What is this day of Rosh Hashanah? It's a confusing day. On the one hand, there's a whole machlokes if you're allowed to cry or not. Machlokas, the Arizal says you should, the Ligon says you shouldn't. Are you allowed to cry? We know the Torah brings down that you're supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos. But why? We're Judgment Day. We're Judgment Day. Why? How are we allowed to do it? Why are we singing? We're having festival meals. There's a whole opinion. Are you allowed to fast or not in Rosh Hashanah? We possibly are not. You need to have festival meals. But it's Judgment Day. It's not a contradiction at all. It's not. Because although it's Judgment Day, we know that Hashem loves us so much. And we know that Hashem cares about us so much because we're His chosen nation. And we know that if we do the right thing, so therefore we're going to have an awesome year. So it's a scary day. It's a day of pachad and yira, but it's that we have the confidence because Hashem loves us so much. And He knows that we're going to be able to accomplish so much. And how do we have that confidence? By putting ourselves with the tzibur. By putting ourselves with the community. It's not just individual. It's the idea of being part of a community. Being part of togetherness. And that's what Rosh Hashanah represents. Rosh Hashanah represents the time where we all come together and we cry out to Hashem. As we all know, the obvious question is, some people have different minhagim that we blow the shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashas. How are you allowed to blow the shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashas? Isn't that a hefsik? Why are you allowed to blow the shofar? It doesn't make sense. But no, it's not a hefsik at all, because what's the shofar represent? The shofar represents the greatest form of tefillah. Kilifnai kulifnim dami. We could take a shofar and it's as if we're going to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Because that's what God, it's tefillah. It's the noise, toot, toot, toot. It's the noise of Hashem, our heart, reaching, liba boy, because all Hashem wants is our hearts. He's given us so much. He's our Tata in heaven. He's given us so much. And we just need to reach back and say, Hashem, I want you to be part of my life more. I want to be more. I want to keep on working hard. And I know I have struggles, and I know I have things, and I need to work on my midas. But Hashem, you help me. You help me. It's like that Rambam in Deis that says you could turn your whole day into Kedusha, you just need to channel it the right way. You have the ability to channel it the right way, and then you could bring your whole day Kedusha Dik. It's very fascinating. Rav Sadia Gaon gives 10 reasons why we blow the shofar, either because of Akedas Yitzchak, or because it's Hayom Haras Olam, the whole world, it's the anniversary of the world. But wait, it wasn't. It was when man was created. It was when man was created. What are you telling me? It wasn't the creation of the world. No. The creation of the world is with man. The whole purpose of all of the things, all of creation, is for man. And man, the whole purpose of man, like we spoke about last week, the Bikurim, is to recognize and to realize the goodness that the Rabbanu Shalom has given us. To bring Hashem into our lives. That's what it's all about. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us, in Rosh Hashanah, Lav Yudim and Beis to Yud Aleph, so many things happen. Sarah and Rachel and Chana weren't able to have children, and then Hashem said, you're going to have children. Avram and Yaakov were born. Yosef was freed. 12 years in prison, Yosef was freed. The Shibud of Mitzrayim, they stopped enslaving them. Because all of these ideas of Rosh Hashanah is that things can change as long as we channel it to Hashem. As long as we channel it to Hashem. I heard a beautiful idea, we'll just end with this, is that, you know, there's a lot of crying. Again, are you allowed to cry or not? But shofar represents the idea of crying to Hashem, realizing that we have that relationship. And if you look, there's a lot of different, you know, usually women are usually more emotional than men. Again, there are some very emotional men also. But we know that we have three personalities that really cried, and they show different types of crying. We have a Hagar that cried, but she just gave up. But then Yishmael was saved with the Malach, Basher Husham, that Hashem saved him at that time. And then we have the mother of Sisera. The reason why we blow 100 kolos is because Sisera's mother thought that her son was getting all the women and the booty and the whole thing, and then she saw that he wasn't coming back. She thought everything was okay, but then she realized that he wasn't, and she started crying 100 cries, and that represents 100 kolos, which we do nowadays, 100 kolos. And then we have the crying of Rachel Imenu. Rachel was barren. And the Gemara says that, again, that she was able to have children. And Rachel Imenu, I heard a beautiful idea. Hagar's crying represented the idea of giving up. She gave up. Sisera's crying
was she was delusional. She thought something was totally going to happen, and it wasn't happening. Rachel was right in the middle. Rachel realized what was going on, and she realized that she needs to cry for the future of Klal Yisrael. So many songs, right? Rachel cried for us again, right? Shrekki's song, and right? Rachel Mavaka, so many songs. So many songs, because this is what we're all about. The idea that we realize where we are, but we realize that we have the future. Rosh Hashanah represents the idea where we look back. We look back. Yom HaZikaron, we look back. But it's also Yom HaDin, but it's also future. We look to the future. And we say, we had a great year. We accomplished a lot. We maybe fell a little. But we're going to have a greater year the next year. And we're going to channel it to Hashem. We're going to reach out to Hashem. And that's what it's all about. B'shav ad Hashem Elokecha. Like that story where Levi Barditchev, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants our hearts. Everyone has to prepare before. Obviously know the davening before. Hashem wants our hearts. This year is going to be an awesome year. Let's look back at our accomplishments and realize how much we've gotten, how much we've grown. And we're going to have another year that's going to be a year of growth. Everyone should have a ksima toiva, a good gedan shtur. Atem nitzavim hayom. We're standing. We're there, right in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He loves us. He put us in this world for a purpose. He gave us the confidence of the Eish. But again, the idea of the Mayim, the shiftless, realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. Let us take our Torah and our Tefillah, our Avodah, and our Gemilas Chasadim, ki ha mitzvah hazos, whether it's Torah or Tshuva, let us take it and channel it to Hashem, and let us be Zeicha to an amazing Yom HaDin. Everyone should have an amazing Yontif, an amazing Shabbos Parshat Nitzavim, and everyone should have an amazing year. Good Shabbos.